Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. We're in the Rocky Patel booth with the man himself, Mr. Rocky Patel. Thank you for taking the time to chat with us.
Great to be here, Rob.
Appreciate it.
Welcome.
Appreciate it. So there's a lot going on in your booth today. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. Well, we're pretty busy, and it's a great day in Las Vegas. Happy to be here, and we're proud. We're featuring a happen to be 55 years old, so we released the Rocky Patel 55. Very unique cigar. Every ring gauge is 55 ring gauge, but one side of the cigar is open, but it narrows at both ends. So we have to make special molds. Cost us about $30,000 for these molds. Comes in a Corona, Toro, Robusto, and a special Titan 7-inch cigar. Really great blend, mostly Nicaraguan fillers. It's got two binders, a Connecticut and broadleaf binder, and then it's got a special wrapper. And this cigar has got a lot of spice and pepper and a lot of richness, medium, full-bodied, smokes phenomenally. The tobaccos are like 6 to 7 years old, so very proud about this cigar, very unique and different.
It's a beautiful cigar. The presentation, John, if you can get a shot, the presentation is amazing.
Yeah, it's a great box. It's beautiful. And Hamlet, who we all know as the, he was the ambassador for Habanos for years, he actually came up with the special mold and the sizes, and then I made the blend. So I think this is one of our featured cigars. Then the other cigar we have is the first Dominican cigar we ever made, called the Dark Dominican. And that's one showcase over. So that's going to be launched in October. That's going to be a medium-bodied cigar with the Habano wrapper from Ecuador, a little San Andres tobacco, Dominican, Brazilian, and Nicaraguan tobacco. And then finally, we have a special edition cigar that we're only releasing to about 200 accounts worldwide. And that's a limited edition cigar. And that, again, is a San Andres wrapper, a Nicaraguan filler, full-bodied, rich, caramel, coffee, espresso, box press, a real special packaging. Hopefully, John will give you a preview and take a picture of it. So those are the three new things that we're launching at the show and excited about.
That's awesome. Now, your booth is always so big. You have so many blends. How do you guys keep coming up with new stuff? I mean, there's so much pressure to come up with the new things for IPCPR.
It's not so much that we're looking to come out with new things. I'm one of these guys that really enjoys a lot of good restaurants, a lot of good food, a lot of different wine. So when we're always looking for different unique tobaccos from different parts of the world. So for example, I don't think anybody uses Panamanian tobacco. I do. We use Costa Rican tobacco. We use tobacco from so many different regions. We're always cross-pollinating to create a new hybrid seed. So when we come out with something that is like so wow, unique, different in character, I like to bring it out in market and share it with my fellow friends. So it's like introducing somebody to a new restaurant. Yeah. So it's not that we're looking to come out with stuff, but we make thousands and thousands of blends searching for like fun stuff so that I can enjoy fun stuff. And when it's really good, we bring it to market.
Man, that's amazing. Thousands and thousands of blends.
The hard part with all that is consistency.
Sure.
And I think we're known for making some of the most consistent cigars in the world. So at any one time, we're carrying $18 to $20 million worth of raw materials that is aging in the pilones. It's in curing. It's in fermentation. And we stop production sometimes for 3-4 months if one leaf is not ready. So we spend a lot of time in making sure we have the right tobaccos for a particular brand before we even release it. So that's the key to the consistency.
So it's not just pumping out something new because we have to.
No. You've got to really collect the tobaccos for a long time. I mean, this has been in plan for 4 years, the special edition for 3 years. So these are things we collect, we age, we ferment, we hold, and then we put all our money back into inventory.
Well, it's great. I mean, you've been a successful brand for a long time, and you're able to take that, and that's where you can kind of build from that platform. It's nice to have that.
20 years of keeping money back in tobacco. So, I mean, that's what we do.
Okay, so speaking of 20 years in tobacco, we talked about the new stuff. What's one blend that maybe they haven't picked it up in a few years, something they should revisit?
Well, I think the 15th anniversary and the Royale. I personally love the 20th anniversary, which is new, the Sungrown Maduro, because it's got a lot of caramel, coffee, espresso. But I think the 15th anniversary cigar, because it's been since so long, people ought to go revisit that in the decade. I think it's a little gem. They're harder to find, but they're really, really great cigars.
Awesome.
If you like a Padron Anniversario style cigar, you'll really enjoy that.
All right, we'll keep an eye out for those as well. Now, you talked about restaurants. Final question. One place to eat in Vegas. Tell me about it.
Well, I really love Il Molino. If you like really great, amazing Italian food, I think, but the little secret, if you want to go to more of a divey restaurant in the divey location, but it's probably in the top 10 restaurants in the country, Lotus of Siam.
Oh.
High-end, amazing Thai food that will blow your mind. It's always rated in the top 3 restaurants in Vegas. So that's the little secret, Lotus of Siam.
All right, we're getting Thai food for dinner, guys. Rocky, thanks for taking the time. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks
so much.
Enjoy, guys.
This jacket, I can't get over the jackets are a big thing, but this is nice. You got a nice one. Guys, thanks for tuning in to all of our Cigar Federation coverage of IPCPR 2016.